Cam found out that group chats between different phones aren't private.
Or encrypted.
Or encrypted, thank you. We only text in code.
Yes, which I created. I created a code.
Yes. Which can be a little annoying.
Wait, was that your attempt at the code?
You already forgot the code, didn't you?
I should have written it down.
The place to safely send messages between different devices. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Hey, Jam, are you ready to hear some questions?
I'm ready to read some of them. I think you're probably going to be the better person to answer them.
Hey, Jam, are you ready to ask a chemist some questions?
Yes, I am.
Nice. Okay, I think these are going to be, what, questions from our listeners about all things chemistry or not.
Let's do it.
All right. Hey, I'm Melissa.
I'm Jam.
And I'm a chemist.
And I'm not.
And welcome to Chemistry for Your Life,
the podcast helps you understand the chemistry of your everyday life.
Bonus edition. Yay.
Like Melissa said, these are questions from you all, and you get to ask a chemist something. And sometimes there's questions for me too, if it's not for a chemist, and just for a person, because I'm one of those too.
Yeah.
I'm a person.
That's true. You are a person.
Yeah.
LOL.
Are you okay. ready for the first one?
I'm ready.
This is from Christina G, one of our patrons.
Nice. Hey, Christina, what up?
Christina said, hi. I hope I'm not too late to ask a question. You're not.
You're never too late.
It's been bothering me for a few days and I haven't been able to find an answer. When someone describes a smell as smelling like chemicals, which I think we've all heard that said, what are they smelling? What determines a chemically smell versus a natural smell?
Listen, I'm totally guilty of this. Which is funny because I feel like I shouldn't be, but I think it's all contextual. And a good example is very recently when we were, I was reviewing the some papers, some journal articles about smell, the smell of older people. And they talked about how smells are, the smell of older people is actually neutral until people knew what it was. And then they read it as negative, you know, context. They also talked about the smell of manure in a barn or something smells natural, kind of. A lot of times people don't think it smells as bad, but then they think it smells bad if they're smelling it like in a house.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
That like it hits different in the context.
Right.
And something for me that I think the reason I'm guilty of this is when I think of a chemical, which I shouldn't do this, and I get mad when other people do it sometimes. So I'm like totally a hypocrite, pot calling the kettle black. You know what? The pot and the kettle in my house are both stainless steel.
Pot calling the kettle stainless steel.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I am. but I I think my Adderall might be wearing off because I just totally lost my train of thought.
But my pots, none of them are black, but my kettle is.
Oh, my, and your cast iron.
My electric kettle is black.
You're the skillet calling the kettle black.
There we go. That works. Yep.
Okay. All right. Back to concentrating. So when I smell something that I call chemically, I associate that smell with being in a research lab. And it's usually a bad smell to me. It's not something that smells like something. This is the best thing I can think that would come. I would come into contact with in my everyday life. Like I'm not going to smell those smells in the garden.
Right.
I'm not going to, they don't smell like fresh cut grass. They don't smell like plants. They don't smell like, you know, cookies, or I feel like a lot of quote unquote natural smells that I think of are like plant associated smells.
Right.
Smells that you'll just come into contact with in everyday life. Whereas chemically smells are things that's like, this isn't something you would naturally bring. Like you wouldn't encounter it unless it was sold to you as like a pool chemical or a cleaning chemical. And so I think that is where the chemically smell comes from because you're right. Everything is a chemical.
Right.
And so for me, I think of like, oh yeah, there's very specific, like, we have what they call a base bath. So there's like ethanol and some other strong bases in there to clean glassware. And sometimes when I smell certain types of alcohol, it's like all I can think about is that.
Mm.
I don't think other people would call the smell of alcohol very chemically, but right. I can't unsmell it. I can't like undo yeah. that connection in my mind, you know? So, but then if I smell like gin that smells more like juniper,
mm-hmm.
when I smell that, I don't think of it as chemically. I think of it as like the plant.
Right.
And so that's my thought.
Yeah. It feels like there's like really mostly a divide between something that feels synthetic or like
yeah.
human made. And something that it just occurs naturally in that way. You think of things that are like the smell of a skunk spray yeah. couldn't be more chemically. If you smelled that, if you're in like a factory and you smell that, you'd think, wow, they're making some
Something's
weird.
Wrong.
Yeah, they're making some weird chemical stuff in here. Like this is some yeah. synthetic, man-made, plasticky stuff. Or like,
yeah.
you know, like tar. Yeah. We make that for paving roads. That has a strong smell. That feels very like
oh, gasoline.
Human-made. Something, you know, that would never smell like this in nature. But then you smell a skunk and it's like, no, there's things that smell real
yeah,
strong.
That's true. Yeah.
In nature. Like
it's so much of it is just context.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Or even like ammonia smells like Windex.
Oh, yeah.
Or cat pee.
Right. Right.
So it's like mm-hmm. if this is like, oh, it smells kind of like if I go into a old thrift store and it kind of has that like cat urine smell to it, I'm like, oh, it smells like cat urine. But mm-hmm. if I smelled that same thing in my cleaning
mm-hmm.
chemicals cabinet, I would not think of cat urine. I yeah. would think of Windex. And so maybe, you know, maybe it's that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all context and
yeah,
and like memory and yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, definitely.
That was a good question though. And it did make me self-reflect. I was like, I'm so guilty of this.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Okay, here's a few things. This is from Jessie, one of our new patrons, who works in the beauty industry, and she shared some various insights from her work that we're going to read. Do you want me to read these? Do you want to read them? What do you think?
Oh, I can read them, actually.
Right, go ahead.
So one thing, these are several different Instagram messages, and I only took a few. We've been messaging back and forth for a little while. So one thing Jessie said is there's odor eating technology that she encounters in her work, I guess, that have these big fragrance molecules and they eat the molecules, like smaller molecules. Mm-hmm. And we actually talked about that on our Febreze episode.
I remember that.
I was like, oh, I have to talk about this.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
But she said they do it so much so that the fragrance houses have to manufacture them in different buildings because if you're making a vanilla fragrance, the big molecules that mm-hmm. eat the smaller one, she said the odor eating technology is quite volatile and it's going to eat into the vanilla fragrance.
Wow.
So, but when she says eat into the vanilla fragrance, she's meaning like these molecules that are designed to sort of capture the smaller mm-hmm. ones will be capturing your vanilla and then you won't be able to smell the vanilla anymore.
Right, right.
Which is a great example also of something that is synthetic that we would call a natural smell. Because yeah. most vanilla that you smell is. And I have smelled vanilla in mm-hmm. the lab because it's a chemical that we use.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that was really interesting. And then she also said regarding old people perfumes, we were partially correct in that they wear old fashioned scents, gravitating towards aldehydes and sweet florals. And then she referenced Chanel No. 5, which I don't know what that smells like, but I feel like I hear people talk about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She said it's an iconic fragrance based on aldehydes. So that's interesting.
Huh.
And then lastly, in beauty, we use a lot of micelles, like micellar water is one that I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
And a few episodes back, you were thinking of how to describe them, and I liken them to a gravitron wheel, which I had to look up.
Mm.
And the center is a lipophilic part. That's like a ride at amusement park.
Oh, I see.
I think maybe like a Ferris wheel.
Uh-huh.
And the center is the part that likes fat, and the outside is the part that likes water.
Got it. Okay. Interesting.
So, I thought those were all really good things. Jesse shared a lot of other things, but you know, I was like, okay, what? I don't want this yeah. to only be a Jesse episode, but I really got excited about those things. So I pulled them out and wanted them to share them.
That's cool. This next one is from JDJDJD SAJ Saj from Apple Podcasts. How is plant poison created or what is refrigerant?
Okay. So I think for a whole episode on refrigerant, required to talk about it, but we have briefly mentioned plant things before.
Uh-huh.
in the episode we talked about grass, fresh cut grass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of plant poisons are actually compounds that plants have developed or evolved to protect themselves.
Mm.
And so if, say, something starts eating this plant, then that thing dies, then it's less likely to continue eating it and the plant will be able to recover.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, like, the volatile organic compounds that come from plants are warning signals to other plants, which, like, get warning signals. But we talked about in fresh cut grass, it emits this scent that brings predators to the bugs that are eating the grass there. And which makes me wonder what happens when we cut our grass. What predators are we bringing? But so that scent sort of lets off some kind of protection in a lot of cases. And so I think a lot of things that end up being poisonous to us are actually plants' defense systems of some kind.
Got it. Interesting. I would love one about refrigerant because I recently had to... refrigerant wasn't actually the problem, but I was thinking about it because our one of the first super hot days we had here in Texas, we had like a bunch of rain and then we had a break from it a little bit. Our AC went out and we had to get it worked on and I was like, it got so hot in here. And then I was just thinking, like, it is amazing that air conditioners work so well.
You know, we had to
I thought it was that the refrigerant was low or something. Like there was a leak or I don't know how often you had to get that topped off, but I was like pretty sure I was it and it wasn't that, something else. But
I had to do an episode on, not an episode, a chapter. I think we like had a whole unit on in a thermodynamics class, which is all about heat. Like they call it physical chemistry, where we had to learn about that. But for some reason, I can't think of it off the top of my head to even give like a brief whatever. But so I will look into it. So when you say refrigerants, that's like the coolant in AC and cars, but also, is that what cools refrigerators?
That's a good question. I would guess it's all the same thing, but just maybe different
amounts.
And
I know some of it has been banned because it has chlorine or other things that break up easily into radicals, and that has hurt the ozone layer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So
CFCs.
Yeah.
I think they did successfully get rid of those, but I think, I don't know if I've called it coolant. I've had... like the AC technicians say refrigerant instead. They don't correct me. They'll just be like, yeah, your refrigerant is low. They always say that. So I wonder if coolant is not quite the word or a word. And we just kind of say that, but.
Well, I will definitely try to look it up and see what I can find. And I think it could be a whole episode. It'd be a good summer one.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because we're all hot. Mm-hmm. Actually, I guess not our friends in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're in the North. Yeah.
Yep. But we are envious and y'all will have your turn in the heat.
Yeah.
Some of you.
Yeah.
Depending on where you live.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
This next one is from Ayush on Instagram. How do face scrubs remove dirt and oils?
Okay, this goes with the micelles that we talked about earlier, and it goes also along with our very first episode on soaps. So face scrubs or anything like that, soap, dish soap, laundry soap, they all basically work the same way, which is to find the dirt and oil. Soaps have two sides, one side that likes oily things and one side that likes water. And you can listen to that episode to find out why. And the part that likes the oily thing will basically surround the dirt like a Ferris wheel, but like a 3D one.
Mm-hmm.
And the dirt will be trapped inside, but then all on the outside is the part that likes water.
Mm-hmm.
So then that can just be washed away in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how all soap works. So, yeah. But I'm guessing like the ones that are specific for your face are just gentler, meaning they have made sure that there's no residual, like the way they make soap, usually can involve harsher things like bases that are very similar to acids. They can be caustic. And so I'm guessing that the face scrubs, like what's different about those is maybe just that they're gentler. But I do use my face scrub for my whole body in the shower or whatever, and it's fine.
Because
it's all soap and it gets me clean and smelling normal, I think.
Yeah.
Do I smell normal?
I don't know if I would know if you, I guess I would know if you didn't maybe.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
So you smell normal.
But yes. I don't smell bad.
Right.
Great.
You do not.
Yep. So there you go. So I think it's just a gentler soap that they've made sure that there's nothing harsh in it. Whereas some of the cheaper or hardier ones can, they'll have some of that other stuff that can like dry out your skin.
Or like a soap that you would kind of want on something that's not on a person. If you're like washing, I don't know, your car or like that. Like you might actually want something of a higher strength.
Yeah.
But it still does the same thing though.
Yeah.
Still pulling away dirt and washing it away.
I do think a lot of it can be like this side things that are left behind, like the impurities can be harsh. But I don't know. I guess I don't know for sure what makes a soap gentler versus not. They're all types of soap.
Yeah.
That for sure.
This next one's from I Am Actually Girl Bean on YouTube. You can absolutely avoid fast food. People are just lazy and don't want to. This is when we were talking about the wrappers not having PFAS on them.
PFAS, yeah.
So don't want to. It's actually cheaper to cook instead of eating fast food.
Okay, well, guess what? So I wanted to address this because I think this is a common misconception and something that I've also thought about too.
Yeah, it's very common.
Is there's areas called food deserts where, especially in like lower income areas or things like that, where there's just not a lot of grocery stores. And so it actually becomes more costly time, energy, and maybe transportation wise, which you might not even have transportation to get out of your local area. And it's more, I think, a problem in the United States where everything's not walkable. That it can be really hard to get to a grocery store and buy some of those cheaper things. And then there's also people with chronic health issues that it can be really hard to cook. And it's actually not, maybe not cheaper, but easier and cheaper, like energetically for their lives to be able to outsource food. Or there's people who are super busy and who can't.
Yeah.
They just don't have time because of a variety of issues in their life.
Totally. So. Yeah. And I think it's tough because if you just look at straight up numbers, that's true.
Right.
But yeah, making food at home has a cheaper cost per serving, but actually going and getting a bunch of groceries costs more if you're going to get like enough for a couple weeks. And so depending on what your income's like, if you get paid like on Friday, if you have like a job that just like pays you weekly or something like that, or you get tips from that day, you have some dollars in your pocket, maybe not enough for like a whole grocery haul. And that's where the economics really help is when you buy a lot of something and then you make a large amount of it, each serving is smaller. But if you don't have like just that kind of money that you just have a bunch of, then that's hard. And just getting one, you know, dollar menu item from a fast food place is way cheaper.
Yeah. When I used to wait tables, I would just get tips from that day.
Yep.
And if rent happened to be due or whatever, it's like all the tips went to that. So buying $4, it used to cost like $4.39 or something to get a meal from Whataburger, was way cheaper than going to the store and buying the ingredients. Even though the ingredients would have made me more food.
Yeah.
I didn't have more money.
Mm-hmm.
This like sort of the poor tax is the idea that if you can't, if you don't have the money to spend more up front, it can be harder. So I totally knew what that person meant.
Yeah.
And I think even sometimes I can fall into that way of thinking like, well, just avoid fast food. But it's really easy for me to think that now that my life has changed a lot. But there was a time that I really couldn't just avoid. And my parents didn't really teach me how to cook. So I wouldn't have known. And now there's a lot of resources, but like YouTube barely was existing when I was in college.
Right.
You know? So.
Yeah, it's it is kind of hard to imagine if that's not your reality. But there's so many people who'd be like, I don't have time to cook, or I don't have that kind of money to go get a bunch of groceries. Or like, I mean, I know people who, if you are having to work and pick up your kids from school and help them with their homework, all that kind of stuff, having time for, especially if you're doing that alone and you don't have a partner, it's like having time to cook somewhere in that is just not a reality. You're like, you're going to drive through somewhere on the way home to get your kids fed and then get their homework done, get them to bed. It's just like, it's just hard. But when that's not your reality, it is like, it is very hard to be like, why do people keep doing that? This food is not good for them. Yeah. And also the wrappers are coated in PFAS. That's not great. Shouldn't we avoid it? And it's like, totally.
Yeah, totally. But not everybody can.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to talk about that some.
Mm-hmm.
I totally know where this person's coming from.
Yep.
But also there might be things that they hadn't thought about.
Yeah. And it is funny because it's like one of those things where the ideal is of everyone agrees about it.
Yeah.
No one's just disagreeing about the ideal.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the raw numbers. Who's buying these really easy, very highly processed fast foods the most? It's like always people who are poorer.
Yeah.
And the lower income groups, not just people who just prefer it, because that's obviously a percentage.
Yeah.
But it's like such a high percentage of people who just are in that lower income bracket.
Yeah.
It's like there's got to be something to it, you know? The numbers don't lie.
Even if we're not talking about literally driving through, I mean, there was a while that both of our families lived off of Red Baron frozen pizzas, which were $3 for three at Kroger.
Yeah.
And they froze. So if you can't get to the grocery store very often, which when I didn't have a car, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I could freeze those and they would always be there.
Mm-hmm. Highly processed, very convenient, affordable, cheap.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So much sugar. Now I don't really like the way they taste because I haven't not used that, but they tasted so good.
I still love the way they taste, but I'm trying not to eat them. But my tastes have not changed. My choices have caught up with me. Okay. This next one's from Jeanette N on YouTube. I watched this already and it was so helpful to take the solar eclipse glasses seriously. Also, I want to thank you both for my handwritten thank you note. Such a great surprise. Just love it and your podcast.
So Jeanette's one of our patrons.
Yes.
So if you're a patron, we'll send you a thank you note. You might have to be patient because we don't get to meet together to record as often as we'd like. But I thought that was really sweet. And I also really benefited from that episode about the solar eclipse and really liked having my solar eclipse glasses.
That was super cool. Yes. And it was one of those, like, I was really grateful that you were thinking ahead and like, oh, the eclipse is happening. We did the episode like 3 weeks before the eclipse.
Yeah.
That was like so perfect.
Well, and so we like to sometimes just shout out people who leave us kind comments and kind reviews because they mean so much to us and we want y'all to know that we see them. And so we're sort of transitioning into that. Jeanette commented on the episode and she also commented on, being kind. So I'll read the next one from literally Nameless was their handle. Oh. Nameless and some numbers on YouTube.
Nice.
Said, you're great. Keep up the good work. You earned a sub, which I thought was so sweet.
Nice.
It's like so comment, so short, such a sweet, like short, sweet comment to the point and like also really encouraging.
Builds us up. Thank you very much, Nameless. This next one's from Laura on Apple Podcasts. She said, the best. How has it taken me so long to find this? It's exactly what I've been searching for. Easy listening and so informative.
So that was really nice. Thanks, Laura. So we see those. We get reviews from all countries. They get emailed to us. So we have like set that up. So if you leave a review, we'll see it. There's another one who I think the refrigerant one, the question about that. That was a review. The plant poison.
Oh, right.
He left as a review, but it was a 5-star review. That was nice.
Thank you.
With this question. So,
and it really helps because that helps people discover us. And if our podcast has been helpful for you and there's something you like about it for other people who are looking for a podcast, ours might not be the one for them. But if you've written a review that kind of describes why it was helpful to you, that helps people know, oh, this might be what I want too. This helped me learn something or it was interesting or whatever. And so we appreciate that. I like reviewing stuff. I'm not as good as I used to be, but I used to be really good about doing Google Maps reviews because I always
thought
like, oh, this will help the next person know if this is where they should go, because I look at these when I'm trying to find a place to eat or a coffee place or whatever. So anyway, thank you guys for the kind words and for the encouragement and for helping other people know whether our show is for them or not.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right. Well, I think that's everything, right?
Yep. That's everything. So y'all's questions, these are so great. Thank y'all for sending them. You can send us your questions, thoughts, feedback, corrections, anything like that, ideas at our website, chemforyourlife.com. That's chemforyourlife.com to share your thoughts and ideas with us. We'd love that. If you'd like to help us keep our show going and contribute to cover the cost of making it, like Jesse, and Jeanette, several people we mentioned in this episode, you can join our super cool Chem community of patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/chemforyourlife. Get cool perks, handwritten thank you note, behind the scenes stuff, ad-free episodes, bonus episodes, all that kind of stuff. If you're not able to do that, though, you can still help us by subscribing on your favorite podcast app, rating, writing, review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, like our friends here did, and also subscribing and leaving a comment or thought or note or question or whatever on YouTube. Those things help us to share chemistry with even more people, help more people to discover and find our show. So we appreciate when you guys do that.
This episode of Chemistry for Your Life was created by us. Me, Melissa Collini, and him, Jam Robinson. He's our audio producer, makes everything sound so beautiful to your ears, and I'm your scientist. This episode was made possible by our financial supporters on Patreon, like we mentioned, and we want to shout them out to thank them for everything that they do. So those are Jesse R., Sierra L., John T., Avishai B., Bree M., Brian K., Carol R., Chris and Claire S., Chelsea B., Derek L., Elizabeth P., Emerson W., Hunter R., Jacob T., Christina G., Katrina H., Latila S. It's so fun that this list is so long now. Lynn S., Melissa P., Nicole C., Rachel R., Sarah M., Stephen B., Suzanne P., Timothy P., Venus R., Erica B., Colin R., and Jeanette N. Thank you all so much for everything you do to make Chemistry for Your Life accessible to more people. And we really appreciate you.
And also, yay chemistry.
Oh, that's right. Yay chemistry. Bye.
Bye.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything. Because anything can happen after noon.
Rack up the deals on everything summer at Nordstrom Rack and get brands you love up to 60% off. Vince, Kate Spade New York, Steve Madden, Madewell, Nike, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Just in dresses, tops, shorts, sandals, sneakers, denim, luxury bags, and sunglasses. Rack up the deals today and save up to 60% on summer at your Nordstrom Rack store.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.